Okay. That's
Hello
good.
there. Amash, how are you?
Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, good.
Okay, and now let me spotlight you.
Okay, so you're coming up as Neve Tzion. That's good, right? That's what's now.
Yeah.
I'm not in the center of my
I'm
picture.
working on that, yeah.
All right.
Forgot how that works again. Let me see. Oh, here.
Mosh, how's the Robinson?
Wednesday, Hashem. She's home now. She has to go back, for a biopsy, but she's home now, and we're hoping that we can extend her being home, not have to send her back. But we'll see that. We don't know for sure. All right. So I see now. I think I'm almost ready to begin.
Hey, give it another minute or two, yeah. I get some more guys on. I just sent out a message.
Okay, good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The problem which I had was that I was in Yerushalayim, and I didn't have my whatever my this phone with me, so I didn't have this with me, so I wasn't getting messages from Joey Apter, who does all the technical work, and meanwhile he's in flight. I forgot about that. He was in flight. But the Baruch Hashem, he got Yaakov Fleischer to take over. So
Baruch
we're
Hashem, where there's a
on.
will, there's a way.
Chasdei Hashem. Yeah. Really, our last sicha in the yeshiva for this man was this past Liel Shabbos, and I said the sicha which I'm going to give you fellows, but I had to make a lot of changes because most of the things that we talked about the sicha, they don't even know what they are. We live in a different world. We live in a different world, and world I'm going to be talking about. A little bit. I got to mention Instagram, and what's the other thing? I don't
I've
even.
never heard of that. What's that?
That's it. You guys are not gonna know what Instagram. It's.
Oh, yeah, it's very difficult. It's
Okay.
very challenging. I have a bunch of teenagers, so it's challenging to especially I have a 15 and a half year old, teenage girl, so she's very influenced by social media, so it's not so simple, very challenging. All we can do is try our best to.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we should start, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So
One second, Mash.
Yeah, I can't.
Something happened. Yeah, I think I muted you, Mash. Here, let me do this. Does
Okay.
it ask? Okay, you're good. Okay, go.
That's okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'd like to discuss the word today, freedom. Zman Cheruseinu. That's what Pesach is. It's Zman Cheruseinu. It's the time of our freedom. Freedom when we left Mitzrayim and we left our Avdus behind. But the question is, what exactly is freedom? I contend that freedom, even today, maybe even more so today, is the most abused word in the dictionary. What do I mean by a word being abused? How can a word be abused? So I'll tell you, if it's, let me give you a very good example, and maybe some of you will even remember from the Sichot, which I said, right? Spearmint, Wrigley's spearmint chewing gum, and something in the past, nobody, Wrigley's is pure and wholesome, right? Now that sells. That's good. That people were paid a good salary to figure out pure and wholesome because everybody wants to buy something which is pure and wholesome. They may not want to be themselves pure and wholesome, but they like to buy things which are pure and wholesome, right? Now tell me, what is pure about spearmint chewing gum? Chewing gum could be pure. It could be wholesome. It's nutritious. It's what's the pure about it? The sugar? It's crazy, right? It's total abuse of the words. There's another example which I gave, and maybe some of you will relate to it. I'm trying to give the old examples because the new ones, it's good for the teenagers. But it's a rule of the thumb. A rule of thumb. Any country that has the word free or democratic in its name is probably neither. It's probably not free and not democratic, right? And some of you will remember the Free Republic of Albania and the Democratic Republic of East Germany. Both were Russian satellites. They were Russian satellites. They were not at all free. They were not at all democratic. They were controlled by Russia, right? That's abuse. That's abuse and for example, all right, this is why this I told the boys that they have Instagram or what they have was called Snapchat. Snapchat. I have no idea what these things are, by the way. But let's say Instagram is something where people present themselves and all their friends and neighbors and anybody who tunes into them. So they say they like it, they don't like it, right? Now it could be that for some reason everybody doesn't like it. No like it. Instagram came out totally negative. The guy could be so depressed. He could be so depressed. Everybody thinks of me as being negative, and that's, is he a free person or is he a slave to what other people think of him? All right, but let's try to get some examples of what maybe you can appreciate more. If somebody goes and makes a chasna, he makes a chasna that he can't afford. He can't even afford the shmorg. What was that, $1,000 per person for anything? He can't. It's insane, right? But he goes and borrows money to be able to pay for the shmorg. Why? Because because everybody else did it, and he wants to have the same kind of chasna that everybody else wants. So he's spending money which he can't afford just on the shmorg. Never mind, not the shmorg, never mind the chasna itself. That's insane. That's crazy, right? We make plans not to waste time. Beit Hazmanim, whether you're in a yeshiva, whether you're in work, or whatever. Now you have a little bit of time, and everybody, a lot of people make plans. They don't want to waste it. They want to accomplish things. They have things they want to do, right? But what happens? We fall into our bad habits and our bad friends. Are we really free? Are we really free? Well, we can't rid ourselves of tithe, right? It could be it's a diet we're trying to keep, right? Or even here, whoring, even bad thoughts, right? Aren't we slaves to that tithe? Doing what we know is wrong. We know we will regret it. We know we might be hurting someone else. Still compulsively continue. Isn't that bondage? So if that's the case, what is the meaning of freedom? What is freedom? But do you see that it is a very abused word? Everyone said, today we're free, we can do anything we wanted to. But are we really free? So I'm going to tell you, guys, buckle in, because I'm going to tell you a maral. I'm going to tell you a maral in Gvuras Hashem. And he asks a very similar question. He asks a very similar question. He asks like this. What do we eat? Matzah on Pesach. Matzah. What's matzah? Lechem only. Bread of affliction. Bread of poverty. What does poverty have to do with the chavrus of Pesach? What does poverty have to do with the chavrus of Pesach? Those are army helicopters overhead, right? We're fighting a war. Hashem should give us the koyach and the tzlocha we need to end it already. It's too long. All right. So what does lechem oni, bread of poverty, what does that oni has to do with chavis? They're opposites, right? The maral is they are opposites. So he says, no, they're not. So they're not opposites. Because he says and explains, I'm going to try to explain it as best as I can. He says like this: a poor person doesn't, he's not attached to anybody. A poor person, a wealthy person has money, he has connections, he has property, right? A wealthy person sometimes is defines himself by that property, right? He defines himself by that property. Whereas a poor person doesn't have that. He has no property. He has no money, right? It's just he alone. And when he's alone and has nothing to be dependent on, it's just he and Hashem. Just he and his creator. That's all he has, right? That's all he has. That's freedom. That's freedom. Because if you define yourself by your property, right? And don't make a mistake. It's good to own property. It's good. I like to meet people that have a lot of money and own property, and they get them to donate to Neve, to donate to the yeshiva, right? But it's good to have property and money, but not to be dependent on it. Not to define yourself by your property. Only define yourself by the fact that you are together with Hashem. That's real freedom. That's real freedom. If we are dependent on something else, an eved is always dependent on his master. Whatever his master wants him to do, he has to do. He has no choice. An eved is dependence, right? Free person has no dependence. It's just himself and the barrier. And as he says, there's no tziruf, there's no dependence, right? That's why, for example, Pesach is in the Chodesh HaRishon, right? Soon it'll be Parshas Chodesh next week, right? Why Chodesh HaRishon? Because the Chodesh that Pesach comes in is not did not have any was not dependent on anything which came before. It's the first, right? That's Chipozon. Chipozon. We went out of Mitzrayim with Chipozon. Vipassana's also that nothing is holding us back. Nothing is making us dependent on them. We just totally went free. Vipassana, right? Chodesh, that's Pesach, and that's freedom. That's what freedom is. And it's not easy to be a free person. It takes a lot of effort and a lot of work, right? But that's the meaning. That's Zman Chayruseinu. That's the whole Tachlis of Pesach, is to attain freedom. May Hashem help us all this year to do those things and to work on ourselves to really appreciate and be kinda and acquire the real freedom of not being defined by anything that we have, but only by our connection with the Bari Olam. And that's why Ein lecha ben charim ela mi she'osek b'Torah. It's what gives us that connection to Hashem. That's the Torah that we learn. There's no chayrus, there's no ben charim ela mi she'osek b'Torah. Isaac b'Torah can give us that chayrus, that freedom that we need so badly. And that's the message I have today. Let's hope that.
Beautiful. Wow.
Shkoyach. Yeah. What's going on with Ezra? Green.
Torah.
Ben Green.
Gotta learn a lot of Torah.
Check while we're falling. That's your fall still. That's your fall is the part, Matt. Beth, do we need him?
Yes.
Shkoyach. Mash.
I think we need to mute ourselves.
Is somebody asking a question?
And Ezra
Strong.
That's four.
That green is for the effect. Okay, so green can still come.
Yeah,
of course, of course.
Come.
I can firmly answer it based on what's saying. I don't want to. No, of course. We're going to push this. We're going to. It's not working out.
If people know that they're being counted,
I don't know.
This type of, you know?
I don't know how to unmute
you. You have to mute yourself.
Okay. You mean like if then come if it doesn't work once I don't read them, then
I don't. I think that's it, Mash.
Okay.
I almost don't feel comfortable in the driver car.
I wouldn't want you up Cuba right now. I just wouldn't. Like that's normal. I let anyone else drive it,
even though I drove it 1 centimeter.
Oh yes, Mash.
Okay, Faz, you should all have next Sunday, as Hashem, I hope to speak a little bit about what we do on Pesach. That it's really the little things that count. Is we can't just think about freedom. We have to do those things which will give us freedom. And then the final week before Pesach, I hope to discuss things about the Liel Seder itself. So if you guys will spread the word that we're going to have another two shiurim before Yontif, and both of them are going to be on the Inyanim of Zman Chayru Seder of Pesach. Okay, guys, thank you so
amazing,
much for joining.
Yeah.
Looking forward. Thank
week.
You so much, Mosh.
Thank you, Mosh.
Okay,
have a good week. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Shalema to the Rebbe. Amen.
Okay, thank you very much. Thanks.
Thank you.
Mash, I'm in Los Angeles. Don't worry. I'm not. I haven't worn my tefillin all day in Israel. It's the morning here. You thought I was holding, huh? 10 hours straight.
I just feel like it shouldn't just be me.
It's my nephew's bar mitzvah, Daniel's kid.